the high standard to be maintained in our Nashville publishing house. July 23, 1909, typed. I refer again to the Nashville publishing house. There has come into the office a representation that the Lord will not accept. If the head man of such an institution as this is an unconverted man, he should not remain to spoil the reputation and influence of the work. It would be better for a man that he had never been born than that he should exert an influence that will lead souls from the path of true principle. There should be a change in some of the workers in the Nashville publishing house. Employ those who fear the Lord and who are obedient to His word. The one who has been standing as manager has not the qualifications to fit him for the place. His lack of Christian principle reveals the fact that he should not be there. It would be detrimental to the best interests of the office for him to remain, and all who follow a similar course should be dismissed from its employ. The work of God is too sacred a work to be marred by the actions of those who have not yielded their hearts to the power of righteous principles. The Lord wants in His service men who sense deeply their accountability to Him and who will walk and work under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Brother Ford has revealed hardness of heart and an unfeeling spirit in the course of action he has taken toward Edson White. Edson should have been treated justly, but he has been made to pass through severe trials. No man should be retained as the manager of the printing office who does not give evidence of possessing a kindly spirit and a high sense of the sacredness of the work committed to his leadership. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord. Isaiah 43, verse 10. The life of the manager of such a work should adorn his profession of the truth. The publishing work was established by the Lord. It is a specific work. The truth that is handled in our offices of publication is not to be regarded as a common thing. Angels of God have been displeased with the spirit that has prevailed in the office. It is not the will of God that any should remain in responsible positions in the publishing house who are not under the influence of the Spirit of God. Seventh-day Adventists have been chosen of God to be a peculiar people, zealous of good works. They are to let the light of truth shine forth in the character. The workers employed in the office are to be His representatives. God calls them laborers together with Him. Let there be no cheapness revealed in the work. The treasure of truth has been entrusted to them. Solemn warnings have been passing through their hands, to be sown broadcast, that the world may have the knowledge of present truth. The Lord's institutions are to stand as witnesses for God, testifying to truth and righteousness in all their business dealing with believers and unbelievers. Our publishing houses are effective agencies for the testing of character and for proving what is in the workers employed. If they are converted daily, the truth will go forth from them as a lamp that burneth. Like the great light in a lighthouse, the publications are constantly sending forth their clear, living testimony as to what is truth. Lightness and jesting and joking reveal the darkness in which the world is enshrouded. The publications are like the precious rays of light that go forth to enable the people to see Christ in His beauty and holiness. Amid the fallacies of the world, our publishing houses are to send forth a knowledge of saving truth, which will arouse the people as the message of John the Baptist stirred men to self-examination and repentance. The burden of the forerunner's message was, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make His paths straight." Matthew 3, verse 3. As John the Baptist prepared the way for Christ at His first advent, our publishing houses, by exalting the claims of God's downtrodden law, are to be agencies in the world for preparing a people for Christ's second coming. In clear, distinct lines, the workers are to present the importance of perfect obedience to all God's requirements. Constrained by the love of Christ, they are to cooperate with Him in building up the old waste places and raising up the foundation of many generations. They are to stand as repairers of the breach. By their restoring influence, they are to exalt before men the Sabbath of the fourth commandment, which stands throughout the ages as a constant reminder of God and of their obligations to Him as their Creator. I urge upon all our workers the importance of cooperating with the heavenly agencies that, as God's messengers, are present in the offices of publication. What a work this brings to our minds! I call upon every worker to realize how exalted is the privilege that God confers upon you in making you His ministers to proclaim to the world that the hour of His judgment is come.
Ever remember that the Lord searches the heart. Let everyone bearing responsibilities in His service be converted daily. Let all work out their salvation with fear and trembling, being daily sanctified through the truth.